Welcome to the podcast of Lansdowne United Methodist Church. We're so glad that you're joining us online. Today's message by Pastor David Jacobson is entitled The Christmas Present. It was recorded on Christmas Eve, Sunday, December 24th, 2017, and is based on Luke chapter 2, verses 11 through 12.
Well, speaking of the 12 ridiculous gifts given in the 12 days of Christmas, I wonder, what is the worst Christmas present that you have ever gotten? When I was a little boy, I thought that pretty much every Christmas gift that wasn't a video game or a toy of some sort was the worst Christmas present I've ever gotten. I would get shirts and I'd say, why? I'd get socks and I'd say, are you kidding me? And then I'd get a book and I'd say, all right, well, could be worse. Could have been socks. What about you? Have you ever gotten a really bad Christmas present? Perhaps an unsolicited dieting book or a gym membership implying that, well, you know. Maybe a vacuum because apparently your place is a pigsty, I guess. Dandruff shampoo. Ever gotten a gift like that? If so, I wonder if you were able to receive it. It seems to me like there are only a few options when it comes to a gift like that. You can take offense to the gift and reject it outright, or you can swallow your pride and recognize that actually you're imperfect and you could use what the gift is trying to give you. But of course, isn't that the very type of gift that we are given on Christmas? Of course, I'm not talking about the type of gift that's under the tree in the morning. I'm talking about the reason for the season type gift. Remember what the angel said to the shepherds? I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people, for to you is born this day in the city of David, a savior. I mean, can you hear the objections? A savior? What are you saying about me? That I can't take care of myself? That I need saving? Well, thanks for asking. Yes, that is exactly what I am trying to say. That is exactly what Christmas is saying. In fact, that is what the angel is saying, and putting all stereotypes of an angel aside, you know, of the haloed, winged, person in the white robe, an angel is first and foremost a messenger from God. And so when the angel speaks, it's a message from God. And this is God's message to you. A savior has been born. The angel isn't saying, hey, just FYI, there's a savior available if you need one. No, this is your message. Your savior has been born. If you didn't know you need one, angel is telling you right now. Christmas tells us that we are completely lost apart from God's intervention. It tells us that we will not be able to pull ourselves together and live the way that we need to. It tells us that God is unimpressed with our methods of rationalization. It tells us that the situation is so bad that it requires God becoming human to save us. Some gifts are harder to receive than others. And in Jesus, we see both the most generous gift imaginable, God with us, and at the same time, a gift that's one of the hardest to receive, because receiving him means sitting down to the Christmas dinner table and digging into a big old piece of humble pie. It is just hard to swallow. Rich or poor, young or old, male or female, you need a savior. I need a savior. If you never set a foot in the church before, you need a savior. If you've been here for 90 years, you need a savior. Christmas picks us up and it turns us upside down. It shakes us until all the pride falls out. And if we admit that we need a savior, perhaps we start imagining what that savior could look like. Perhaps he'll be the muscled, invincible one like Superman, or maybe he'll defend us with like a sweet Captain America shield or something. But of course, the angel quickly disappoints us. The angel says, "And this will be the sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." In other words, when you see a newborn baby that's taking a snooze in a feeding trough, you've seen your savior. A Marvel superhero savior is apparently not on offer here. You want a tough guy? Too bad. You got a baby. The gift becomes even harder to receive because it isn't the gift we expect. We couldn't have dreamed it up, and it might not even be the gift we want, but it is the gift that we need. Because this is the shocking reality. In this baby Jesus, God has taken on human form to save you and me. The Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, has not just become a human, but the most vulnerable type of human, a newborn baby. God in the flesh has to be nursed by his mother. He needs to have his diapers changed. He's got to be swaddled so he won't get cold. And worst of all, he is incredibly, utterly mortal, which means killable. And so this is why Christmas blows my mind, and I hope it does yours as well. God, Jesus, is God made vulnerable. And yet, that is how God chose to do it. Why would God do that? I'm sure there are lots of really good reasons, but consider this one. If you've ever had a relationship of any depth, whether a friendship or a love relationship, you know that close relationships require vulnerability. Close relationships only happen when the possibility exists that someone could get hurt. And without that vulnerability, the relationship can be warm and pleasant, but ultimately it's shallow. It's only when we risk getting our feelings hurt, risk being let down, that we experience a relationship with any depth. And the shocking claim of Christmas is that God has chosen to become vulnerable because God wants to have a deep, meaningful relationship with you. You're so valuable to God that God chose to become vulnerable for you. God doesn't sit far off in heaven stroking, you know, a gray beard or something. God comes down. He puts himself in a position where we can harm him, break his heart, kill him even. And of course, that is exactly what happened. 1 Peter 2:24 says it this way: "He himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the cross." The Savior has been born, and his saving work will lead him to nail your sins and mine to the cross. The saving work begins at Christmas, but it ends at the cross. The two are inseparable. So what about you? What will you do about the gift of Christmas? Is it the worst gift you've ever gotten? Do you take offense to the gift and reject it outright? Or do you swallow your pride and recognize that you're indeed an imperfect person who needs what's given? Humility is the only way to receive the gift of Jesus, but he's the gift you need the most. So this Christmas, may you have the humility to receive him. May you recognize anew the absurd lengths that the Son of God will go to bring you into a relationship with God. And most of all, may you hear the angel's words as spoken to you. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord.